heavier day, you should know like this, that Shekol Olam Kula, the whole world, Nizdaza, trembled, Bishor Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Sinai, L'Sis Hashem Hashem L'Kechol Hashov. Meaning to say, be careful, do not swear false. This is a very strict Avera, so the whole world shook when he said this. We'll soon see why. Okay, you're right, in vain, but it's the same thing, it's the same thing. A shua shav is also a sheker. You're right, we had before, you're right, this really should be a shua sheker here, right? Shav means that we know the sheker right away, everybody sees it. You're saying this wooden thing is gold. You're right, here the chorot's a sheker, right? The chol averis shavatayra nemel behem v'nake. Hashem will clean you. If you do tshuva, Hashem will clean you, forgive you. The kanema lo yinak, Hashem will not clean you here. It's very hard to do tshuva on this avera b'shua shekem. The chol avera shabatera nifroyim mimenu, you get punished. The kan here by shua shekem mimenu mishpachtoi, even your family would also be harmed. Will have a punishment. She never says in the pasuk in Kehelis, al titein espicha lachti espisarecha, do not let your mouth harm your boss or your flesh. What does besorcha mean? V'yein besori ela kroiv, it means your relatives. Like, be careful, your mouth should not cause the punishment to come even on the relatives. Shneimer, it says in the pasuk Yishayom, u'mibsorcha lo tesalim, do not hold your eyes back from your own relatives, meaning you have to help them first. Hatalach chinuch tzedaka, you're supposed to give your own relatives first. V'chol avera shebatera nefroim mimenu, v'kan mimenu mikol olam kuloi. Not only are you punished, but the whole world is punished with you also. Shneim mitzvah the pasuk l'shaya olo v'chichesh, because of a shvua, because they swore false, and that's why the pasuk ends off v'yov l'horitz. We'll see later mifnei eva ov l'horitz, the whole world was punished. For the Gemara, maybe v'yema diyov l'nekulu. This pasuk l'shaya says a few averes they did, not only olo v'chichesh, not only a false shvua. It says other averes also, there was gezel involved, so maybe only ov l'horitz, the whole world is punished when they do all the averes. Says, don't think like this. The Chassidus says, "Mifnei Olah of Loritz, because of an Olah, because of a curse, a Shrua, the world was destroyed, Olah, punished." The Chassidus says, "Al Kain Te Ovel Loritz, V'Yum La Koyesh Rebo." So, Master, because of this Aver alone of a Shrua Sheker, the world, the earth, or the Yishlayim was punished. V'Chol Aver Shabatera Im Yesh Loi Schus Teidum Loi Shnayim V'Shalosh Deris. If you have a schus, even though you deserve to be punished, Hashem sometimes pushes off the punishment to a future door, two or three generations later. V'kan, but here, if the person has the chet of the shvua shekem, nifroyim mimenu li'alter, you are punished right away. Shneimer, it says, hoitzei siha niyum Hashem, Hashem will bring out the punishment. Mashma, right away. Hashem tzavokos, O boy, al beis ha'ganav will come to the house of the ganav, via beis ha'nishva, and the punishment will come to the house of the person that swore false. Bishmila Shoker, the Lono Bisoich Basil, leave or stay overnight in his house, this curse, the Kilaltoi, will burn up, will destroy, as Eitzav Yesavonev, his wood and the stones of the house. So now, what does this pasuk mean? Hoitzei Siyar means Lialter, means the curse will come right away. Uvos al Beis Haganef, Ze Hagoinev Das Abrius. It means even in a case where you're only stealing the Das, the understanding of other people. That means shame loy mom and etzach averoi. In the case that really you know this person does not owe you money, the toiner, but you say he owes you money, or mashbil, you make him swear false. In the case where you know he only owes you $100, and you go to Beth and you say he owes you $200, and he admits to $100, so because of that you're causing him to swear. That's called yegoin of das abriyos. That's also a terrible chet. V'yaveis hanishpa v'shmil hashokep k'mashmo, whoever swears false. The law number says, "Vesoy v'kilatoy es v'es eitzav v'es avonov holamarato." That dvorim shein eishu mayim mechalon oisom, things that even fire and water cannot destroy so fast. Shvuas shoker mechaloisom, that a false shvua can destroy it. And as this curse comes upon the wood and the stones, fire can't affect the stone, and the curse could affect the stones. So that's why we tell this person before Bezdin puts the shvua. Meaning we want to try and scare him that maybe he'll confess and say, you know what, it's not worth it to swear false, I'll admit that I owe you the money. So it depends.
If the person says after this introduction, they tell him, you ready? Hit me mukham zuman. They give him all this. The guy says, okay, I refrain. I'm not going to swear. So, poitrin oisim yad. Right away, Bezin takes him out and says, okay, you're finished. No shvua. You'll have to pay the money. We don't let him think it over again. And if he says, I made a mistake, I want to swear, we don't listen to him. As soon as he says, I do not want to swear, that's it. Poitrin oisim yad. But and he has to pay the money. But as b'yamam arei nishpa, let's say the person says, no, I understand this, but I hold I'm right, and I'll swear the truth. So then, ha'im dimsham, the people that are standing next to him, oimrim, they say zelazer one to another. They say this pasuk, surunah miyal olei hanashim rishoyimela. Let's go away from these rishoyim. Meaning, both of them are rishoyim. Both the mashpia and the nishpa. We'll soon see why. And when we actually make him swear, you should know. We say to him, to the one that's going to swear, to the laver that's going to swear, he only owes him 100, not 200. Heavy a day, you should know. We're not making you swear the way you understand the words. El rather, adas hamokim v'adas bezdin. The shua that you say, it's going to be the way we understand it. But the Gemara is going to say, the Maisa with Kanya the Rava, that somebody said, I paid you back the money, and really what happened was, he gave him back the money in a cane, and he said, here, hold on to the cane for 3 days, and then give it back to me. So when he swore, really he swore the truth, because that day, he gave him the money in a cane. But that's not good, because we do not understand that. To us, paying back means, you handed him the money that he could use. So you should know, that's going to be a shekel. Why do they say this? Shekein mutzina b'moshe rabbeinu. Kishahashbi yas yisroel. When Moshe made the Jews swear, Omalen, he said to them, do, you should know, shlo yadaitzchem ani mashbi yatzchem. I'm not making you swear the way you're going to understand that you're mekabel the mitzvahs. El rather, adas hamokim v'yadaiti. You're making the shvua the way Hashem understands and the way I understand. We came out to Gemara before, that was to make the shvua adas harabim, that ain't loy hafora. Shenemrit says, v'lo yitzchem levadchem. Not only you alone, but rather kiyasa sheyeshnu poi, that or whoever standing here. So only yel oisanoim de malhar Sinai. Only the Jews that were at Har Sinai, they swore to Moshe will accept the Torah. The Doras Haboyim, the future generations, us, the Gerim who are seedim lizgayim. In Anhedon, they also were mekabel the shvua. Tamloim it says v'yasa sheranenu poi hayom. Whoever is not here. Pshat is all those neshamas were there at Hasinai and they all accepted the shvua. Now v'ein liyela mitzvah shekibla layam Hasinai. Mitzvah is so asidus leschadish. How do we know mitzvahs that are given later? Mitzvahs midrabbonin that were not there b'shas Hasinai. Kegoin mikra megillah minayin. Mikra megillah first came later b'zman Esther. How do we know that also there was a kabbalas hashvua? Tamloim it says kimu v'kiblu. So v'dashin kaimu mash kiblu kfar. They made like a new shvua later to accept what they accepted from before. So there was a Kabbalah on all the mitzvahs, even the mitzvahs midrabbonim. That's what we do to these people before they go to swear. Now let's explain. We start off saying that shvuas of the yonim afi b'lishena nemru. It said it's in language. So we ask the question, my afi b'lishena nemru. What did the Brisa mean to say that a shvua is said in its own language? Kid, it's not like we learned. Elu ne'mar b'choloshin. It means b'choloshin, any language you understand, you have a right to say that language. Pasha soita, when we bring a soita to the kayin, that she has to say the psukim, could be said in any language. It's interesting, the Mishnah Berurah says, that you can say in any language, it has to be though that the people around you understand that language. Like if a Chinaman comes to America and nobody understands him, that's not called b'choloshin. You could daven b'chol loshin, meaning a loshin that people understand. That's called a loshin. English here would be good. A language that everybody understands, that's called a loshin. But if you're the only one or a few people understand it, that's not called a loshin. A loshin means a way of communication, one with another. If the other person does not understand you, that's not called a loshin. Chiddush. So he learns b'chol loshin means it has to be that place they understand the loshin. So Pasha Soit is that way, Vidu Maisu is that way, Kriya Shema is that way, Utfila, Ubircha Samozin. O Shvua Saidis, Shvua Safikodin. Now, that's what we learned. Right. You have to understand the language, for sure. We're just adding, not only is it enough that you understand it, but the people around you, there has to be a language that's spoken at the place where you are. It says here the Braisa, Shvuas Adayonim, Afib L'Shanan Emra. That's also said in any language. Oma Ma, what we say before, Oymim Loi, we say to this person, Hevi Yodeya, Shekola Elam Kula Nizdaza B'Shosh Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Sisa Shem HaShem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The whole world trembled when they heard this one. My time, what's the reason? Ilay Mishum, the Yisyoyi V'Sinai, it was given by HaSinai, and it was one of the Aseret HaDibrois. So, Esa Dibrois, Nami Yisyoyiv. This is not the only one, there were nine other ones given. So why are you telling me they only trembled when they heard this inyan of Loisisa, they're not swear false. The Elam Mishum, the Chamira, because it's more strict. This Avera is a more stricter Avera. The question is, Ami Chamira, is so strict? What's so strict about it? The Yotanan we learned. Elohein Kalis, what are called easy Averois? Essay v'loisasei, if you just were over a simple essay, or a loisasei, chus m'loisisa. True, loisisa is not included. That's more strict than a simple loisasei. Chab muras, what's called the strict avera? Zu krisos, or misas bezdin, v'loisisa imoim, loisisa is with him. So you see, true, loisisa is more than a regular lav, but it's not more than any chayv krisos, any misos. So it's not a special chumrah that the whole world should be nizdaza, all misas and krisos are the same level. Ela rather kriktoni. Taima says the reason why. That if you do tshuva, Hashem will forgive you. It'll be very, very hard to do tshuva. For the most, this is true. It says the same by all other averas. It says also in Shemais that Hashem will forgive and will not forgive. So you see, it must mean on some averas, Hashem also will not forgive. Tzemach says no. Humi boilele l'kli Rabbi Loza. Detanya, Rabbi Lezer Weiner. Iyef shalom v'nake. You cannot say Hashem will clean you. Shekvanem lo yinake. The pasuk says lo yinake. Hashem will not clean you. Iyef shalom lo yinake. You cannot just read lo yinake. Shekvanem v'nake. It says Hashem will clean you. And so it's a theory of case. What's going on here? Menake ulishav. I mean, if you do tshuva, Hashem will forgive you. But if you do not do tshuva, then you will not be, you will not have Hashem will not clean you. You will receive a punishment. So therefore, the only avera mashma, even if you do tshuva, is only shvua sheker. Here it says, lo yinake at all times. So that's the chumrah. Secondly, b'chol avera shabatera nifroyi mimenu. Hashem pays you back. You get punished for it. V'kan mimena umim mishpachtoi. Here, not only you, but your family also gets punished. So the Moria says, that true? For chol averus shabatero mim mishpachtoi loy, is it true by all other averus that the family is not punished because of the one person that does the avero? I will see what the pasuk says in Vayikra. V'samti ani es ponai b'yishahu umim mishpachtoi. Somebody that worships avodah zarah, Hashem will pay back to him and to his family. Okay, okay, yeah. So you see that other averus also, the family is paid back. V'tani will learn like this. Omer Rabbi Shimon, im hu choto, you can ask the question, if this person did the chet, if so, mishpachtoi machatos, what's wrong, why does the family get punished? Leimlach comes to teach us that you should know, ein lecho mishpacho sheyesh po muchas shein kula muchsin. There's no family that has a tax collector that they all do not become tax collectors. Meaning they learn one from another. That if you, one person does something wrong, and the other family does not stop him, they have the same thing with them also. V'sheyesh po listim, sheim kula listim. There's no family that has one robber, that they're all, they have to do with robbers. In other words, if the mishpacha would have been clean and tzaddikim, they would have stopped this one person that went off the wrong derech. So usually, if somebody does something wrong, the pshat is the whole family has to do with that wrong also. Therefore, they deserve to get punished. Because they cover up for him. Now, they don't give him techocha, they don't tell him off, but they're lenient with him. They let him go, because they have to do with that chet also. That's why they get punished. So it's a question. Other averus also the mishpacha gets punished. So what are you telling me, special here, shvua sheker, the mishpacha is punished? So my answer is, there's a difference. Hosam bedinu achrina. Hocha bedinu didei. Other averus, the mishpacha will get a little bit different punishment. Not the same punishment you get. But over here, by shvua sheker, the mishpacha gets the same punishment that you receive. Rashi says, bedinu achrina means the peronius kala. But other averus, the mishpacha gets a more lenient type of a punishment. V'loi be peronius habo alav. not the same punishment you're going to get. But over here, by Shvua Sheker, it's the same punishment. Ketanya, like we learned, Rabbi Yomer, V'ichrati Oisai, I will destroy him. Cut him off. Matam Leima, what's the supposed to come teach us? Matam Leima, the Fishinem, because it says, V'samti Anias Ponai, I'll set aside my face to take care of him. So Yochol may be Kola Mishpacha Kula be Chorus. Maybe the whole Mishpacha will receive Chorus. Just like this person, worship the Avodah Zarah Melech, he deserves Chorus. Maybe the whole Mishpacha also be cut off. Tam Leima, the Pasuk says, no, Oisai. That means, V'chrati Oisai, I will cut him off. Oisai be Chorus. He is the person that did the chet, he will receive chorus. But the rest of the mishpacha will not receive chorus. What then? A more simple avera. Because they did not do the actual chet. It's only that they did not stop him, meaning they're too lenient, they have to do with the chet, but they did not actually do the chet, so their punishment is less. But here by Shua Sheker, it's the same thing, same level. The first question is true. The chol avera shabatayra nifroi mimenu. The kan mimenu mikol alam kulay. The other averus is only to you, or maybe to the mishpach a little bit, but not to the whole world. And here we're saying it applies the punishment to the whole world. Shneimer says all of the chichesh that they made a false shvua an olah. Oksiv it says then al kain to yovel oris. The whole world was an oval, was destroyed. So first question: how do you know just for the shvua sheker v'yema? Why don't I say ad yovel lekulo? The pasuk there says they did a few averus. They were Geneva, they stole also. So maybe for the few Averis, the earth was punished. But not only for Shvua Sheker. So Mar says, Lois Fakadaita did not think like this. The Exhibit says clearly, Mipnei Allah of Lawrence. Because of the Allah, because of the Shvua Sheker, that's why the earth was punished. Now, V'chol Averis Shabbatayra, Mikol Olam Loi, is it true what he's saying? That other Averis do not affect the rest of the world. Only that one person at most, his immediate mishpacha, Ivoksiv, it says, the Karskul Ish Biyachiv, one person will be punished because of his friend. That means Ish Biyavin Achiv. That one person will be punished, will be Karskul, would be caught because of his brother. Ish Biyavin Achiv. Malamna comes to teach us, Shekol Yisrael Arevim Zebezeh, that all Jews are Arev one to another. So if one person does not avera, but the whole world is also destroyed. That's why Achan we had that. The whole Klai Yisrael was destroyed because of Achan. One person did the shechet. So call Yisrael Raven Zelzel, it's in a barvis. Everybody is responsible one for another. And the Malamusas say it's like you have one big tree, so you take off one leaf, it hurts the whole tree. So all the neshama is like one big neshama. So if one person does the chet, he gets punished. It applies to everybody. So the whole world is